Welcome to the Wise Woman's Way podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping women navigate a happy, healthy life from age 50 to 100 and beyond. I'm Ann Rad, host of the Wise Woman's Way podcast. Together, let's explore the latest science for energetic bodies and sharper minds right into our 90s. Let's share life hacks for more enjoyable, better living every day. Don't stop believing. You can do and be all that you ever dreamed or imagined, even now. Welcome back. This is episode 4, Amino Acids, part 2, Catecholamines. I pronounced that incorrectly in the last episode. I thought the ending was pronounced mean versus mine, but I doubted myself and checked a dictionary, which misled me. I'm getting it right, eventually. That is the goal, right? If you are listening to this out of order, I'm relaying some amazing information I came across in 3 books written by Julia Ross. She's a clinical psychologist that has been practicing since the 1970s in the US with a particular focus on nutrition deficiency problems of people with addiction and food issues. One book in particular I'm citing here very often is The Mood Cure, the 2012 edition. In the book and in real life, we must emphasize that being supervised by a good functional medical practitioner is necessary for safe and optimal results. Back to the catecholamines. What a difference can they make in their life? Well, are you the kind of person that never seems to get enough sleep? You have trouble dragging yourself out of bed every day? Do you have problems with energy, with the ability to focus, not to mention follow through to get things done? When you read, do you find yourself rereading paragraphs because your brain wanders? Your CAT levels may be too low. Are you accused of being apathetic? That's not pathetic, but lacking in enthusiasm while others seem to be so stoked about the same thing. You are perpetually exhausted and seem to be becoming more of an introvert. You are avoiding social gatherings larger than 2 people, and of course you're one of them. Or perhaps you were always an introvert and wondered, why me? Why can't I go out and schmooze and small talk like my friends? In her book, Julia Ross believes that the extent to which you're extroverted or introverted likely depends on how much catecholamine activity your brain is producing. That means a change in your biochemistry can result in a chattier, more outgoing you. Imagine that. Intrigued? What is a catecholamine anyway? Catecholamines, as Julia Ross refers to them, simply as CATs, is a family of vitalizing brain chemicals led by dopamine. That is the parent of the other CATs. The other CATs, norepinephrine and adrenaline. Most of us have heard of adrenaline, the fight or flight chemical that helps us spare our life in the face of danger, either real or perceived. They are actually all part of a defense mechanism designed to make you alert, sharp, and focused for the immediate challenge ahead, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Your ability to focus on the problem at hand, your brain's ability to make quick decisions, and your body's need to be able to move strongly and forcefully to deal with the sudden problem you're presented with was an essential survival mechanism. What causes us to be short on these CATs? Well, for a lot of people, it is their genetic predisposition. You have an altered gene that misprograms production of that parent CAT dopamine. This predisposition often results in substance abuse, whether it be food, alcohol, or drugs, but it does run in families. Addicts are prone to have children that are addicts. However, and very importantly, you can override this gene with nutritional supplements. Biochemistry can be altered without surgery, without long drawn out processes and procedures, at least for most people. Another reason we have underproductive CATs is too much stress. Can anyone relate, especially during these last couple of years? Threats to health and emotional well-being were constant for some people. There are limits to how many CATs your brain and adrenal glands can produce at any one time. This depletion often occurs in military battle conditions, where there is stress and fear 24/7 for prolonged periods of time. Although some people are in jobs or personal situations that also put them in that state of stress 24/7 without a reprieve in sight. Now, low-calorie or low-protein diets will stress the body and cause CAT depletion. Within 2 weeks of starting a very restrictive diet, CAT feeding aminos can drop so low that the CAT levels are cut in half. More bad moods. No wonder people have trouble staying on diets. Their bodies start shouting, "Feed me." When the catecholamines are low, the body is craving coffee and chocolate. In bodies where CAT levels are low, the substances that typically act as downers, these are things like tobacco, alcohol, and marijuana, instead, they act like uppers for people who are very low in CAT levels. People will do anything to get that lift they need to function. Another reason cocaine and amphetamine use is rampant. Both increase CAT levels by 1,400%. However, the effects are short-lived. The drugs stop working over time because the brain can't produce enough CATs to meet the relentless demand. The depression that follows withdrawal drags on for quite a while. This drives 90% of drug users back into their drug use. They just can't bear it. Modern medicine answers the call with drugs like Wellbutrin, Dexedrine, Adderall, Ritalin. According to Julie Ross and Kenneth Bloom, great results can be obtained using nutrients to help boost these CAT levels. Nutritherapy calls in the aid of amino acid called tyrosine. Studies at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology demonstrated that tyrosine supplementation could increase CATs dramatically. Other studies showed amazing results taking tyrosine had to combat stress as an antidepressant and for concentration and mental focus. And it only takes 10 to 15 minutes for this amino supplement to reach the brain and start turning on all the lights in the house, as Kenneth Bloom in his studies reported. In fact, he said 40% of addicts, especially cocaine addicts, were so depressed that they dropped out of the treatment during the first few weeks. With the aid of tyrosine and other supplements, he was able to drop the dropout rate to just 4%. That is unimaginable before the nutritherapy aid. Tyrosine also plays a few other roles, including pleasure-promoting chemicals, the enkephalins, that contribute to an overall sense of well-being. ADD, attention deficit disorder, is a condition whereby the CATs are actually asleep. You can wake them up with the tyrosine and gain focus and brain power to plow through the work ahead of you. Dr. Ross quotes Dr. Daniel Amen of the Amen Brain Clinics in the U.S. He is an expert in ADD and ADHD and has written extensively about how the brain works and how and why sometimes it doesn't. His books are also readily available on Amazon, etc. He says that prescription drugs can also be used with tyrosine if the tyrosine is not enough. Now, if your thyroid or sex hormones, that is estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, are out of whack, you will have to set those straight before you can really find easy fixes for your CAT problems. Don't push yourself to exercise if you are feeling tired and overwhelmed. You are stressing out your body even more. So let's recap and talk about the solutions. Level 1, the magic fix. Do always consult a medical practitioner for personal advice. Always check for contraindications, that is, things that you are already doing or taking that will react badly with the tyrosine. So the number one magic fix, tyrosine, 500 milligram tablets, available readily anywhere at any health food store. If you take one as soon as you wake up, take one mid-morning, take one in the afternoon. Be careful if you don't want to have sleep issues. Do not take it too late in the afternoon then. I personally like to take it later when I have CAT issues and I have lots of work to do after dinner. Plow right through it with the extra help of the tyrosine. You can increase up to 3 pills per time if you are not getting the results with just one pill. However, taking too much can make you jittery and give you high blood pressure. You only have to take these until your body starts to make its own, anywhere from 3 months to 12 months. After each bottle, stop and assess. Are you sailing on okay without, or do you need another bottle? Also, to help with a magic fix, if tyrosine doesn't seem to be helping, another amino, phenylalanine, can be the answer as an instead or as an in addition to. SAMe, S-A-M-E, according to Dr. Julia Ross, quote, is world famous for its pro-cat antidepressant effects. This crucial natural chemical is used throughout the body and brain and tends to be too low in some people. For example, in those who have used stimulant drugs. Add 800 to 1,600 milligrams of SAMe per day. If tyrosine, the omega-3s, and dietary protein don't perk you up in a week or so. Number 4. Omega-3. The brain is 60% fat. Good fat helps with depression and improves concentration quickly. Number 5. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually a hormone that converts tyrosine to cats. Number 6. Grapeseed extract. This, too, encourages cat activity in the brain and can be helpful with food and concentration problem. Support the magic fix by supporting the body processes. Add vitamins and nutrients like vitamin B, vitamin C, calcium, and magnesium. 2. Eat high-protein foods like eggs, salmon, cottage cheese. And lastly, level 3. Maintain that magic fix forever. Number 1. Avoid the foods that hinder good cat development. Those are sugary sweets and starchy carbs. Number 2. Reduce or eliminate caffeine. It raises mood, but it brings it crashing down later. Number 3. Exercise. Number 4. Reduce stress. Be sure to check out the books by Dr. Julia Ross. They will be in the show notes. Also, Dr. Daniel Amen, excellent source for ADD and ADHD issues. Be sure to check out our website at www.thewisewomansway.com for show notes and other great information. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. You have just finished enlightening yourself to the Wise Woman's Way. For further information, show notes, and valuable tools, tips, and tricks for life, visit our website, www.thewisewomansway.com, there's no apostrophe there, or www.annrad.com, that's Ann with an E, and rad as in radical ideas, radical thinking, radical life. The Wise Woman's Way. Be blessed until next time.